producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Protester has phone stolen while live streaming. MSNBC anchor chased off by gunfire. Fox reporter in Ferguson attacked. Camera stolen. I mean, you got demonstrators being robbed by thugs. It's just a free-for-all of criminal scumdom meant to demonize the First Amendment. That's why they're being protected. Will they let it go two or three nights? Let the rioting go through Thanksgiving before the feds do something? There'll be no investigation of who was in charge. There'll be no investigation of why it's allowed to get out of hand. Our reporters will be investigating, though. And that's why they better watch it once the police move. Because the police are being nice to the reporters now, only because that's their orders in this phase of the PSYOP. As soon as they're ready to move, they'll start attacking reporters again, I predict. Ken in South Carolina, thanks for holding. You're on the air. Welcome.
Hey, Alex. Really glad that you've had the foresight to use the money that we give you as supporters to send Jafari and Joe out there on the front lines, because we don't have to listen to the lies of CNN and the Fox. We can analyze the raw footage ourselves as it happens.
And well, thank you, sir. That's our goal. That's why we have the sponsors. That's why we have the products, is so we can build good studios, so we can dress nice, so we can send out good investigative journalists, so we can try to bring you live six-hour feeds so you can make a decision. Thank you. Go ahead.
And that's the thing. For the folks that weren't watching, because I watched the whole thing live, I really appreciate Joe and Jakar getting that footage the way they did. I want to point out first, let's get this out of the way, Alex. As you know, if George Zimmerman had to defend himself in court with his own personal resources in a case where the law enforcement did not want to charge him, this officer, right or wrong, could have been charged by the state, guilty or not, and gone through the process and kept everything transparent, and this could have been de-escalated. Number two, as a fire chief, arson is a difficult thing. You can't just torch a building in 5 minutes. And when Jakari and Joe were down the block, when they left the main scene, they went down the block when the building was on fire. Those firefighters cutting the doors were trying to breach ahead of the fire. So even they were surprised at the rate at which that fire was going through that building, and they thought they could get ahead of it, but they didn't. That was a major, for folks that didn't see, we're talking about a huge warehouse building, and unless they insulated with paper, I don't see how that building went quite as fast as it did. The fire department pre-planned, so they would have known if there was something hazmat. And if it was a matchstick house, they would have stayed outside. They wouldn't have been breaching, making entry. The officers have to be defended. The line officers pulled those men out because the police department refused to give them support and defense. And those firefighters would have laid down their lives for their community. So the firefighters are not to be blamed, and those officers aren't, because they're responsible for every firefighter under their command, and they know those guys would not have backed off. But
that's right. I should have gone to you earlier, and I want to hold you over. Do this. I want to come back at the start of the next segment and have you start over, because I saw on screen, Ken, quote, firefighter. Are you currently a firefighter, or are you saying you're a fire chief?
I was a fire chief. I was a firefighter, and I was a South Carolina Fire Academy certified instructor for interior firefighting. I have over 500, if not 700, calls under my belt, over 13 years combined service in the fire service, and I did carry a badging down in South Carolina for a short period as an LEO.
Sure. Well, I want to come back from break then and pick your brain, if you watched hours of the live footage, to tell us, as an expert, your perspective on what you saw. Because I'm here just trying to brainstorm with the public, brainstorm with my reporters, try to figure out exactly what's happening. I see Obama clearly in control of the guard, having him stand down, having the announcement at 8 o'clock at night, the perfect time, having the police stand down. This looks like a premeditated operation. Stay there. Don't hang up. I'm going to come right back to you, Ken, so you can give us your take on what you saw, and if you think we're getting it right here on air straight ahead, or where we're getting it wrong. Come right back to you, Ken, in South Carolina, former fire chief, to get your take on that, and police officer. And then we'll go to Rick and then we'll go to Dan and James and Chris and others, and then it's your chance to call in. Toll-free number is 800-259-9231. Because if it is a PSYOP, which it clearly is, what's the big end game? That's the next shoe to drop.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
From the water table to our soils to the atmosphere itself, our world is becoming more and more toxic each and every day. But it's not just the air outside that's toxic. Indoor air has been shown to have 2 to 5 times higher concentrations of pollutants than even outdoor air. And most Americans spend 90% of their time inside using toxic chemicals within their homes. There are more than 42 million smokers in the United States. Well over 1,000 types of mold and mildew linked to numerous conditions. And don't forget the fact that 6 million Americans live with pets they're allergic to as well. When I began to research these statistics, it was clear to me it was time to start cleansing my lungs in order to combat the toxic environment that we cannot escape, but that we can fight back against. Made with organic and wild cultivated herbs and manufactured in the USA, the new InfoWars Life Lung Cleanse is here in a convenient spray bottle that can be brought with you throughout any toxic environment. Now available exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
You have the power. Humanity has the power. We have the power. Do you want to fight? You better believe you've got one!
Rallying patriots worldwide in defense of human liberty. It's Alex Jones.
We've got open phones throughout this hour. And I've asked police officers, firefighters, you name it, to call in and give us your take on the live stream feeds that we and others have had, the coverage you've seen on mainstream media. We had upwards of 200,000 people at any one time logged in to our two different streams last night. And that's a lot for alternative media. I mean, I'm on commercial AM and FM stations. You could even kind of call that mainstream media or old school alternative media. But to be trailblazing with hundreds of thousands of live streaming viewers really challenges the old media because they can't just show you little clips and then try to spin it. You can see for yourself what really went on and what happened. Certainly, we took the hours of footage we have and condensed some of it down to, I don't want to call it highlights because it's pretty scary stuff, but the absolute chaos. You know, Joe Biggs had embedded reporters with him in Iraq and Afghanistan, and they got written about in Esquire and in Rolling Stone, you name it, because Biggs happened to see a lot of heavy combat. He got blown up twice in armored vehicles. He got shot up several times. He was in some of the biggest Taliban battles that there were in Afghanistan. that went on for days in some cases. And he said this was more bizarre because it was just so stupid. The shooting in all directions and people burning things down and protesters robbing protesters because they're not really protesters. Some of them obviously are criminals piggybacking on this. But what type of criminal shoots at firefighters trying to put people's houses out in a black neighborhood? I mean, they burned down mainly black businesses. There's an article out reporting on this. Most businesses destroyed were minority owned. Breitbart reports, and it goes over a listing of them. And then they burned down like Mexican food restaurants and cleaners owned by black people. I mean, let's just burn this cleaners down here. That'd be like, God forbid, let's say a bad cop shot one of my kids for no reason. I would civilly sue them. I would go after them. I would speak about it. And if justice wasn't done, well, I'd have to think about it at that point. But it would be that cop, not all the cops or not a Mexican food restaurant. Or here, let me take my baby to a protest. Again, folks are taught that this is how they protest because it makes you pathetic in the world's eyes. Instead of being politically involved. The establishment doesn't mess with people that are politically involved and are middle class. I don't care what color you are, because they know your trouble. You know how to get stuff done. They don't mess with somebody in a sports jacket with a suit and tie that pulls up in a Mercedes-Benz. And I'm not saying you're not successful if you don't pull up in a Mercedes-Benz. The point is the system pays attention to that. And they know you're not a wounded gazelle. Even if you're looking at the system as purely predatory, the system has predatory sectors in it, veins in it, and there's an attempt to make the system predatory across the board. That's globalism. That's tyranny. But that's from the top down. We need to politically target the progenitors, the kingpins, the mafia dons, the globalists that are setting the social engineering system. Not firefighters, not police officers, not a black church got set on fire? Biggs is going to go over and get some footage of that. I mean, what is going on here? What culture has been created where we see this thug life garbage? And by the way, they've got it in white culture where it's more of like a end of the world, I don't care about anybody, hurt myself, hurt others, almost satanic stuff going on. This is happening in the youth. It's being pushed in the culture. And it's part of the societal sickness. Now, I'm going to shut up and go to Ken and others. Ken called in earlier, but we went to break, so I wanted to recap. He's been a police officer. He's also 13 years a firefighter and a police chief, a fire chief, and he's moved on to other lines of work now. But he was breaking down what he saw in our live streams and some of the HD footage of where the firefighters are getting shot at and get ordered to be pulled out. And bullets are literally bouncing off of the armored vehicles and hitting the fire trucks, just like we saw in 1992 in L.A., people shooting at the fire trucks. And we had two officers that were shot last night, you name it. When this will only create massive enmity now in the community, massive distrust, massive problems. And the larger question is, why did Obama order a stand down of the National Guard when the governor had said they would be energetic and aggressive? Why did the police stand down? That will elicit a much bigger response tonight and will be the green light for this to show up in other parts of the country, in my humble view. Now, we'll get Ken's take as an expert, a firefighter, a former fire chief, and who's also a police officer. Ken, tell me what you think of our coverage so far, then give us your perspectives on what you saw. And it sounded like you were hinting that footage you saw that we put out where they're trying to get ahead of the fire and block it, but that it was moving so quickly. Were you hinting at the fact that these arsonists look like they have sophisticated training, or what were you getting at?
Yes, I'm hitting. Let's for credibility's sake, let me clarify now. I was law enforcement. I was a security officer. We get police training, and we're sworn law enforcement for the state. I was not a regular police officer, though I was a beat cop on the accounts. I had to do police work.
Sure, I understand. You just said you carried a badge and gun, and you were talking about being a firefighter. But just getting that out of the way, go ahead.
The footage has been great. Initially, I want to point out that those officers, when the first shots were fired, which probably were an agent provocateur, when Joe and Jafari were right there at the police station, those officers started backing down, and I posted, you know, watch out because they're backing down to play the victim here so that they can justify a brutal response. And then a few minutes later, we see them moving down the street. For the record, when they closed off those streets with cars that Joe and Jakari recorded, that made the streets were all then public walkways. Once they blocked those streets to car traffic, it was walkways. They then marched on the people and tear gassed the crowd, which led to, you know, forcing the crowd into a violent response. And then all of a sudden we find about the fires. And that's the problem. A building that large down the street that far away, it takes time to burn a building like that. Like the nail place has highly flammable chemicals in it. It could burn, but even that place, it takes a few minutes to get the fire going to a point that it roars like that. With the major building, it you have to question the timing. I've responded to fires after a half hour and we get there in time to save a small building. I mean, I'm talking about a house, not even a major warehouse. So unless that insulation was in there, those guys pre-planned their building. So if there was something dangerous in there and they thought it was going to burn quickly and collapse, like the major fire that happened in Georgetown, South Carolina recently, where our firefighters didn't go in because they knew ahead of time, don't go in. If it catches fire, surround and drown. With this, they did a surround and drown on the front, but they began cutting and breaching as though they could get ahead of the fire. So they were not anticipating that fire could sweep that entire building the way it did. So and the other thing is, Alex, we always teach, watch the crowd in a potential arson situation. Now, we know this is arson, whether or not it's an agent provocateur, whether it's not, you know, whether it's outside, whether it's Delta Force, black helicopters, I don't care. Whoever burned it did it, it was arson. That meant that they would be watching, and the second thing is, if it was some sort of agent provocateur, they would then be the ones firing on the fire department. Immediately, the police should have gone ahead and circled and given them shielding and then looked for where those shots are being fired, because that's your prime suspect in the arson case, because they don't want the fire to go out. The firefighters were concerned that if they didn't contain it in that building, it could spread to the surrounding community, literally burning down the city. And so they weren't going to give up. But that's what begs the question, is how buildings like these burn that fast, because it takes planning, you know, to make sure a building goes up in flames. I've seen a building burn that I suspected that it was allowed to burn, and it took 2 hours to burn it down. And we're talking about lumber burning, you know, and paint company, and it took hours to burn.
Sure, unless it's really dry and there's 80-mile-an-hour winds, I guess those are some of the only fires that can really go quick, unless it's an old tinderbox house. I'm not a firefighter like you, but I absolutely hear what you're saying. Big picture, what do you think is really going on here? What do you think this is distracting from? Who do you think is behind this, if it is an overall psyop?
Well, Obama couldn't get his outbreak so far, and he couldn't get his other problems, so it looks like this is a tinderbox. This is throwing a spark into a tinderbox, because this is escalating, because the people in Ferguson have a right to be upset. There has been malfeasance. We're seeing, I mean, no one wants to discuss about the black guy that was suicidal that got shot by cops when he was over 10 feet away. There was no way for him to jump on those two officers. It happened right after this guy's shooting. No one is protesting Crawford to this level. So they're provoking this because there was sufficient manpower to have gotten the instigators and the provocateurs. When the people were in the street and they were protesting peaceably, even though there might have been gunfire, there was nobody in the crowd. Alex, when you dump a mag into a crowd, you expect multiple casualties. There weren't multiple casualties at the first firing. The black gentleman standing next to Joe last night was cussing at the cops and taunting them, but he would not fire first. He said, hey, if you shoot at us and you kill anybody else, we'll shoot back. And that's what people need to look at. The locals were saying, hey, this has got to stop. This shoot first mentality has got to stop. But if you shoot us, we'll shoot back. They were not being provocative or firing at the police officers. So it calls into question who was doing the shooting. And the people in the street were not shooting. They were kneeling, some of them, in a peaceful protest like Tiananmen Square. And the response was to tear gas the crowd. It's a myth that you can do riot control, Alex. You can't control a crowd. They can tear you apart. I've got a friend that was a veteran in Korea. And when the human wave attack started in Korea, they slaughtered them wholesale. They couldn't stop the human wave attacks. If that crowd had wanted those police officers, they could have had them. They were being peaceable. But to attack the crowd with violence is to provoke the people, because the next step, when they can't get justice, they feel they have been wrong, is violence. When the people can't get the justice, then they get angry. And as Joe already pointed out, That cell phone store could have been defended. The guys had ballistic shields, they had body armor, and they had cover behind vehicles. They could have stopped the looting of the close by stores.
Absolutely. Look, if they had pounced on people, the criminals, immediately, they'd have been heroes. All this would have got shut down. That's 101. Great call. Great perspective. Thank you, Ken. We'll come back with Dan and others that are patiently holding. Stay with us. I'm Alex Jones.
Hey, Boomer. I learned in school today that 60% of our bodies are made of water. Good thing we have the Berkey system. It's the cleanest, best water ever. Mom says it's because the Berkey's filtration system cleans out the bad stuff and leaves only pure, delicious water. I know, right? You love it, too. Yeah, I'm thirsty, too. Let's go get some. Get Berkey clean water by calling 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653. Or visit GoBerkey.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
The lining of your lungs is supposed to be protected with glutathione to neutralize incoming irritants. In the absence of enough glutathione, your lungs are more prone to irritation. Listen to the real-world results of one man using a powerful glutathione-supporting food.
Hi, my name is Bill O'Brien. I generally suffer through an asthmatic breathing-type situation. My breathing is shallow and generally constricted in the nose and lungs. After consuming One World Away today, I have tremendous energy and also notice my breathing is free. I can feel the air in my left nostril, and it is free all the way to my abdomen, which is pretty remarkable because I rarely get that feeling. Being a singer, I love feeling this unrestricted voice. The only thing new I've actually added to my routine is One World Way. Wow.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldway.com.
For all of recorded history, civilizations around the world praised the health benefits of silver. At InfoWars Life, our mission is to bring you the highest quality, purest, cleanest, effective colloidal silver on the market today for the lowest price available. You don't have to be a doctor to know. The fall and winter months are the most dangerous time of year in North America when it comes to you and your family's health. InfoWarsLife.com is very excited to announce our biggest run yet of Silver Bullet Colloidal Silver, exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com. Now, InfoWarsLife.com has taken colloidal silver to the next level using a cutting-edge technique that is free of toxic artificial additives. Now more than ever, it's important to stock up on high-quality Silver Bullet from InfoWarsLife.com and to help others during Christmas by teaching them about the powerful benefits of silver. Secure your Silver Bullet today at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
Do you have relatives and friends that are convinced there is no need ever to prepare for any kind of emergency? Are these also folks you buy Christmas presents for? At 30dayfoodsupply.com, we can solve both of these problems at the same time. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010. We can ship your Christmas presents directly to them. Choose from our original $99 30-day food supply, our long-term storage vegan burger mixes, and other oatmeal, soups, porridges, beans, and granolas for everyday use. All products are non-GMO, MSG-free, and vegetarian. Most are gluten, soy, and nut-free. Call 541-229-0010 today. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low, cutting out the middleman by buying directly from their producers in Oregon. Remember, only $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Visit the website 30dayfoodsupply.com. Call 541-229-0010. 30dayfoodsupply.com, 541-229-0010.
We will not be forgotten. We won't be left behind. Our memories belong.
We're here Monday through Friday, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Central. Back weeknights, 7 o'clock Central. And back Sundays, 4 to 6 p.m. Central. I'll be here live this coming next Sunday, 4 to 6 p.m. Central. I think I'm going to take off Thursday and Friday to be with family. But if all Hades is breaking loose and these riots spread around the country, I or David Knight or some of the other crew will be in here with special reports live on the radio and live on the nightly news. In fact, we'll have continual coverage and commentary. Jakari and Biggs are going to be there as well, covering what's unfolding. And we'll have live streams at the top of Infowars.com tonight. I guess the headline will be live feed of Ferguson Warzone, because that's what it is. All right, let's go through a bunch of your calls, and I've got other breaking news. Obamacare architect Gruber set to testify at December House hearing. Good. Drag him in. That's just some of the news we've got coming up. Right now, let's go to Dan in Texas. Thanks for holding.
Hi, Alex. Good afternoon.
Go ahead. Thank you.
All right, Alex. As I was listening to the show today and watching the live feed last night, it just occurred to me, what if we could, like the InfoWars, could show that there's still some hope on the light in the world and help maybe a little fund to help rebuild, not rebuild the city. I mean, that's overcoming to us. But some of these mom and pop, they got to pay a deductible, they, you know, something like that. Like, how do you help the phone lady, the Obama phone lady, or that artist you met at the Alamo? And,
I try to do that. I try to show good cops. I try to show, you know, success stories. I try to be as positive as I can because that's the answer. I don't want to just be negative. But at the same time, there's footage of what looks like, you know, part black CNN reporter being hit in the head by a rock. And there's another lady who looks, a lady of color from another channel being attacked by the crowd. And I just think it's a bunch of scum thugs that just want an excuse to commit crime. And that's what you always see, is a lot of criminals will piggyback on some cause. And the system knows this and is allowing this to go on so they can demonize all of our basic freedoms. But I hear you.
It's just desperate. You can just see the desperate. This is a low blow. This isn't something up there at the 9/11 type thing. This is so low that this is the last, like, last-ditch effort. And
I agree. And why would Delta Force, I'm not saying they've done this, but they've done it before in Seattle, And they killed the folks at Waco. They're the ones. Came out in congressional testimony. People don't say, there's a mystery of Waco. There's no mystery. Delta Force was there. They were the ones behind the Bradley fighting vehicles, doing the infantry maneuvers. They were the ones that shot the people as they were trying to get out the back. They were the ones that went in and put the bomb on the church records vault, the concrete structure inside where the women and children were hiding, and it turned them into splattered soup all over the walls. General Benton K. Parton was the former head of Air Force Weapons Development, has like 3 degrees, frequent guest of this show, ran the HART program, everything. He went and investigated it. He got the photos and all the rest of it. The people were unburned. They were soup. The Delta Force, with an infantry maneuver, climbed in the building, killed a bunch of people. They had an order, kill everyone. And they went in there and they killed the men. They went in and planted a bomb on top of the building and then blew a hole right through it with shrapnel, with a shaped charge, killing everybody. And the fact that they're there now, prime suspects and everything, I'll tell you right now, or whoever those special forces are from Fort Bragg, may not be Delta Force. I'm just sorry. They've done it over and over and over again. As soon as they showed up, it screamed red flags. Scream staged events. And who do they work for? Not even the Pentagon. They work for the president directly. And so that tells you who's in charge of this whole situation. Because Biggs saw them basically ordering the police and sheriffs and state police around. So the Army's there. I believe it's a PSYOP. They're letting the crooks run wild to try to get this stirred up nationwide. And then you run a PSYOP, as you stir it up and let it happen, you also demonize all demonstrations going forward, and you legitimize weaponizing the police, federalizing the police. That's the end game. Now, I'm not saying Delta Force did this time, but they've done it before. They did it in Seattle. So I'm saying this is suspicious. What do you say? I'm not going to go to calls because I'm going to break the short segment. Long segment coming up. I'm going right to James and then Chris and Jeff and Boris and others, 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. We got Boris in Arizona listening or watching on his Roku. Yeah, you can see the show on Roku and Boxy and 100 other platforms, literally. I can't keep track of them all. And we're iHeartRadio. We're still messing with that. They called us up, wanted to put us on like 6 months ago, but we're only on their podcast. And then we wanted to pick it up live, and that we've been monkeying around with that. We're going to see what happens with that. But we're going to come right back with your calls. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
In the near future.
When you realize how fake it all is, the football, the basketball.
Alert. Security. Alert. This is Homeland Security. Analysis. InfoWars. Building independent media operations.
Let the worst people get control and tell us that we are the ones responsible.
Prime Directive. Discredit Alex Jones.
Jones is the wildly popular conspiracy theorist.
It's a popular conspiracy theory talk show called InfoWars.
Alex Jones is now in an Austin jail.
These people are assault.
Targeting of patriots engaged.
They are never going to stop. They're never going to deviate from their program until we stop them.
Block free iPhone app at InfoWars.com. Block free podcast and video feed. Imperative. Destroy Planet TV.
You gotta set your eye on the enemy, not worry about what propaganda they put out. Intellectually, it's begun. You can feel it.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-297-0154. That's 800-297-0154.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
That's 800-297-0154.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
Aligns himself with the truth, and it's time for you to choose a side. You're listening to Alex Jones.
I see your hair is burning, hills are filled with fire.
If they say I never loved
if
you,
they say I never loved you,
you know they are a liar.
You know they are a liar.
We're going right back to your phone calls. Then we have this special report where the real Rick Ross calls out the gangsters. And this is a perfect time to play this. We've had this report ready for about a week, but I want to premiere it here on the radio and have the video linked up on InfoWars.com because this is, you know, first billionaire, you know, ghetto drug dealer for the CIA. He's repented of it decades ago, went public. About what happened. They kept his sentence a lot longer because he stood up against the system. Rick Ross, that brief interview is coming up, but it's very powerful, and it's a challenge to hip-hop that's been weaponized to create this type of nightmare gangster thug culture that's spreading like a disease into every community. It is weaponized media on record. That's coming up here, and then we'll go back to your phone calls. But I'm going to calls here in a moment first. I told you Secret 12 would sell out. They basically came to me and said, we got about 100 bottles left, and it might be a month, might be 3 months till we get more, because it's so hard to secure the true organic methylcobalamin that is the organic vegan type that is so absorbable compared to other linguals and sublinguals, that is pills you take by mouth or liquids you take in the mouth. This is a true nutraceutical at a very low price. If you want Secret 12, this is your last chance to probably get it and be able to get it by Christmas for sure. You'll get it way before Christmas. It's a great gift. So it'll be gone by today. Secret 12, 80% methylcobalamin, 20% this other key type that they say mixes with it and does something with the upload as a key enzyme. I don't understand it all, but let me tell you, you want energy that's natural and healthy and doesn't have a hangover, this is it. Vitamin B12 deficiency is a serious issue. We've talked a lot about it. Secret 12. InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139. And we were out of this for, I don't know, 2-3 months. Super high-quality colloidal silver, silver bullet. I don't normally take silver just on a daily basis, but I've been taking it, obviously, going into the winter with all these super bugs and the rest of it, because I believe, and the evidence shows, it's going to really give me a leg up against a lot of these resistant bacteria and the rest of it. That's what I'm personally doing, what my family's doing. When I couldn't get rid of stuff with antibiotics back in January, it had killed three family members. I just chugged several bottles of it. I'm not saying you should do that. Consult your physician. Too much silver, you know, if you drank like 5 bottles a week for a couple of years, your nose might turn blue. I mean, I'm not kidding. I mean, it's serious business, though. And people have known this for thousands of years. Silver bullet, at current sales rates, it'll be gone in a week. And then it'll take months to get it again. And this is, from our research, the best colloidal silver out there. InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139. It lasts for years. It's a great gift to give. Tell folks, hey, you know, here's some silver. Look into it. Topical, antiseptic, you know, antibiotic, you name it. Topical, bare minimum. It's known to be one of the only things effective against all this flesh-eating garbage and the rest of it now. So InfoWarsLife.com. Or InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. And again, the Secret 12 that I'm so proud of, that is going to be gone. More successful than we even thought it would be. We did a pretty big run of it for our first run. So again, InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139. Your purchases supports us having reporters spend 8, 9 days, 10 days, it'll be, in Ferguson. It supports us sending people to Bilderberg. It supports us sending folks to the border. We're building a real news organization here. With all of our great crew and writers and researchers, that takes a lot of money. So we don't take taxpayer money like MSNBC or you know, things like NPR. We get it by selling pro-gun T-shirts or Made in America George Washington belt buckles or Molon Labe and just so many other products that we think are cool, and you've agreed and supported us. So thank you. We're all in this together. Please support our local AM and FM affiliates as well. Become sponsors. Support the sponsors. Let the station know. I haven't even plugged this yet because I'm going to do a TV ad for it, a radio ad. We sold out of 2 forms of the Molon Labe. We only print 500 of each, Made in America. Well, they're forged of brass. One of them's nickel covered. Those are a little bit more expensive. We have limited edition. These are only 500 of each. We have a Molon Labe with an M16 belt buckle and a Molon Labe 50 cal Centurion, or actually it's a Greek Spartan. Those are now available. You notice we sold out of the camouflage shirts that I basically came up with a design for. We sold out of so many. We will sell out very quickly of the new limited edition Molon Labe belt buckles, 500 of each, InfoWarsStore.com or MadeIn1776.com. This company is out on the West Coast, Oregon, and it is a veteran-owned operation that hires veterans. And you notice the other group, we started selling the Navy SEAL-made bottle breacher 50 cals. Now that won the Shark Tank and got funded. They're too cool to come on with us. I don't even care. Whatever. The point is we bring you really cool stuff. We still sell the bottle breachers as well. InfoWarsStore.com. I'm going to stop ranting. I just saw the belt buckles up. I knew they came in last week, and I just saw them and said, okay, I guess I'll plug those in. And that's how we fund the operation. Let's go to James in California. Thanks for holding.
Hey, Alex, can you hear me okay?
Yes, sir. Thank you for putting up with me. Go ahead.
No worries, dude. Your rants are amazing.
Oh, come on.
I have a few points I'd like to go over real quick, if that's cool.
Go ahead, brother.
All right. First of all, fantastic show. You're promoting it amazingly well, news organization, everything. I'd like to talk with a guest, so please have a conversation with me. Ferguson, they have a lot of things they need to do. You're right. They have a lot of conflict on both sides. The police, the rioters, they're both using this in a way to push an agenda. You're right, 100%.
Well, I don't think the police are. The politicians commanding the police are.
Yeah, I agree 100%. All of these callers that you're having are fantastic. They're touching on this thing. We don't know who's doing what, but there's clearly an agenda being pushed on both sides. Everybody can see that, right?
Yes, and my agenda is live in a free country.
Exactly, me too. I have a pretty interesting story about the last week of my life, if you'd like to hear it.
Sure, go ahead, real quick.
Okay, I got mugged. I almost got mugged on Monday, and I had my firearm on me, and then the next day, police confiscated it. And I'll go into that in detail if you have time.
Oh, wow, so you defended yourself or threatened. Well, yeah, I mean, tell the story.
Okay, so it's a little bit of a story, but bear with me. I was approached by two people in a very suspicious way. I had my registered pistol on me. I didn't pull it out, anything like that. I got the feeling like they were going to mug me, and I talked them down, basically. Didn't even show that I had a pistol, and we both went on our ways. And the next day, two police officers in the city where I live confiscated my pistol from me, violated my Second, Fourth Amendment rights. There's so much stuff going on, man. It's crazy.
Yeah, well, California has a soft, cold war against guns. Even Bloomberg had the headline, you know, gun confiscation begins. They're taking them from veterans, you name it. And so what were these people like? Hey, nice watch. Why don't you give it to me? Or I mean, was it that kind of soft mugging that you see so much? Or describe what you did. I mean, how did they back down? Did you tell them you had a gun?
No, I didn't. These guys were like 18, 19, I estimate, maybe Hispanic mix. They look like they're a bunch of wannabe thugs from the area. You know what I mean? They come up to me and like, hey, what are you posted up here for? I'm like, it's none of your business. Why are you asking? And all this stuff. And they got really confrontational. And I tried to cool it down. Didn't go for my pistol, but I had it ready. And talked them both down, and they walked away. That's pretty much how it went. Long story short.
I mean, you say they confiscated it. Have they opened an investigation? Did they just say, give me your gun?
Okay, so I'm sitting in my car, and they come up on me real quick. I need to get out of the car. My pistol's on my hip, and I comply. I agree. I'm a law-abiding citizen, 100%. I'm carrying.
I understand. Just go ahead and finish the story.
And they ask me if I have anything. I have my pistol, and they find it, and they're surprised that I'm honest with them. Long story short, they give me a misdemeanor for carrying a loaded firearm in California because it's a police state in the UN, all of that stuff.
No, I understand. Well, listen, you need to go fight that. You need to get your firearm back. You need to fight that case. I appreciate your call. Now, I'm going to go ahead and go to this Rick Ross story report. And again, this is a man who travels the country now telling young people don't use drugs. This is a guy traveling saying don't be into gangster culture. This is a guy exposing gangster rap who is an icon in that whole culture. He never asked to be. They made him one. One of the top rappers took his identity, calls himself Rick Ross. So he's reaching out to Rick Ross saying, you could save tens of millions of people. You could try to turn this around. They've weaponized it. Just like the CIA admits they infiltrated rock and roll to create rebellion. Now they've done this with hip-hop. They've gangsterized it. They've weaponized it worldwide. Here is Rick Ross's special report. We're going to have it reposted to Infowars.com right now in the tile section. We're going to tweet it out, and I want everybody to tweet it at the fake Rick Ross. And so we'll have his Twitter up there. I'll have Lewis put it out on The Real Alex Jones on Twitter in the next 20 minutes. Send this as a Twitter bomb at the fake Rick Ross, his record label, and others with the hashtag that we're going to create and we'll have in the next segment, to try to bring attention to this. Let's go ahead and roll that special report, and we'll skip this network break.
Eric Roth. Today, there's a new epidemic, smokable cocaine, otherwise known as crack.
I will tell you, Director Deutsch, as a former Los Angeles police narcotics detective, that the agency has dealt drugs throughout this country for a long time.
The CIA used them as a pawn to sell drugs to help fund the secret war in Nicaragua. Illegal cocaine is coming into our country at alarming levels.
He was a 1980s drug lord who became a multimillionaire urban legend in Los Angeles. A rap star even stole his name and parlayed it into a music career.
I'm your neighborhood drug dealer.
Hey, you think Rick Ross in her? Rick Ross.
The real Rick Ross.
To William Roberts, a.k.a. Rick Ross, who's using my name, I'm inviting you in to come with me. Let's fight this culture. Let's fight this penitentiary culture that hip-hop's been spreading. Let's make a difference. Men, you need to come together and you need to tell them that you didn't make your money selling drugs. And making music is how you became famous. See, it's nothing wrong with making music. Just like it's nothing wrong with being a correctional officer, if that's what you did. But so many of our friends who look up to you and look up to me are out on the streets thinking that they can go out and sell drugs and parlay that into a record career. I don't know if you know that they're not going to make it, but I know that they're going to wind up in prison with prison sentences 3 and 4 times what they should be. Because this war on drugs is no joke. I have 10 or 11 friends still in prison right now with life sentences, including one that even you know, Big Meech. I know how much you respect me and care about me. Otherwise, you wouldn't have took my name. Take a chance with me now. Let's make a difference. And even if William Roberts, a.k.a. Rick Ross, don't decide to come with me and join hands, and the rest of the artists out there, let's us come together. Professor Griff, KRS-One, and so forth. Let's join hands. Let's change this thug culture. Let's change this hip-hop to prison pipeline. Let's make it happen. Right now, today, let's do it. And not just you, the whole hip-hop community. I'm asking all of you. Let's all of us come together. Let's change these laws. Right now, and in this senseless war on drugs.
A lot of times we go through life and we start to believe that the things that we're experiencing in our life and the things that we see in our communities are the only way it is. Like, this the way it is. This is the way it's supposed to be. And when you start to think like that, you can get trapped in a box.
Hip-hop has taken over the world. If we can take hip-hop back, we can change the whole planet. We can bring real peace and no more war. Let's be pioneers. Let's be talked about forever for how we change the way society thinks about each other.
It don't have to always be a war on drugs. If we can educate ourselves to where our kids and our brothers and our sisters and our mothers and our fathers look at drugs the way we look at rat poison, you know, we just don't go around using rat poison and other chemicals that's harmful to our body. If we teach our people how to not use drugs the same way, then eventually we don't have to worry about them using drugs.
Now, you may never have heard of some of these stars, but your kids have. They're heroes to a whole new generation.
Now, they take these guys, and these guys say, well, I got to the position that I'm in right now today by selling drugs. So the message that it tells our kids is that if you go out, you sell drugs, then you can become a great rock star like myself and never go to prison. And I think that that's a false message to be given people who feel hopeless. I'm letting you know right now that the establishment is using hip-hop to prime these kids for a life it's going to send them to prison, just like they did with me. See, when I was coming up, there was Superfly, Tequila Sunrise, Scarface, all these movies to make you think that you could start with nothing and then you could have the whole world at the palm of your hand. Only that there was no pot of gold at the end of the rainbow. It was a set of handcuffs in shackles. And you want to know why the CIA symbol is behind me? Because they were the guys behind me when I was selling drugs. And now, they're behind hip-hop and rock and roll. This prison, hip-hop connection, they're behind that too.
If it was good for them to sell drugs, then it should have been good for me to sell drugs. The money from the drugs went to buy guns for the Contras.
Even if you don't read my book, warn your kids. Let them know. But I advise you that this book is worth reading. Definitely for your kids. Even if you don't read it, get it for your kids. Get it for your loved ones. Let them see what the drug culture is all about. It's not manufactured like the stuff you see on TV and you hear in music. This is real life. It's your life. Your loved one's life. Let's make a difference. You know where to find me. Freeway Ricky, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, freewayrick.com. Hit me up. You know I'm out here.
Yeah, it's very important that I redeem myself for the wrongs that I've done. And I feel that the way that I can redeem myself the best is by helping others not fall in the same footsteps that I fell in. Because I believe that it's a trap. It's a trap to catch you. Yeah. Just because you're doing bad and you're looking for a way to make an income, there's people that'll take your freedom forever and ever. Don't make the same mistake I made. Don't get caught up.
It's time for us to wake up and face it. Get the truth. And you're done.
Well, that's an extremely powerful little 7-8 minute investigative report. It's powerful audibly. If you're a radio listener, it's very powerful, the video of him speaking to high school and college students. Just while he was here in Texas, Josh Owens shot all those pieces with Rob Dew helping some and traveled around Texas for 4 or 5 days with Rick Ross. Josh Owens has been here less than a year now from the Carolinas and is just doing a fabulous job. There are so many people behind the scenes here at InfoWars, like Josh Owens, who's been shot at by the rubber bullets and been at the whole standoff with the Bundys. I mean, our reporters really are like wartime reporters now, and our camera people. This is not a joke. This is not a game. But I used to go out in the field a lot more than I do now because I have to literally be here and make the decisions and run things like a general. Doesn't mean I didn't spend years out there as a private, right up through a sergeant, you know, right up to general, basically, in the info war in our own sector. The reason I don't go out in public a lot is there's no amount of security, folks, that will stop the stuff they've already tried. I don't want to be dramatic here, but it's real bad. Anybody wants to wonder what's really going on or how real this is, believe me, it's real. Believe me. And that's another reason that I know that there's a mix of people in the system. The evil's not just in the government or not just in the corporations. It's in us, just like the good's there. And I know for a fact some of our best intel's come from the FBI, from federal marshals, from state police, from the Austin Police Department, who has, just like a guardian angel repeatedly, without ever even telling me about it, kept a watch and like kept people from killing me. And so long before that, I even knew about all that, I grew up more and realized that it's not just black and white when it comes to large institutions. It's black and white when it comes to communism being absolutely horrible, or the Second Amendment being key to freedom, or family being key, or vaccines, you can't trust them. But when it comes to just saying black people are all gangbanging criminals, or cops are all scum, or it's all about dividing us, and it's coming together with good, wholesome messages that are truthful. You're not going to keep people off drugs telling them, that'll kill you the first time you try it, blah, blah, blah. You know, you teach them, hey, it's being shipped in by foreign banks that run the government at the top. They're doing it to make slavery legal in the modern time. Don't be part of it. But see, instead, the media can manipulate the inner city as its practice ground and have folks burn down their own neighborhood. And it's sad. It doesn't make me feel good to be able to look at a group of people who've been manipulated and watch them fall down and then feel good about myself that I'm not part of that, quote, group. I'm a human being. I'm part of that group. That's why folks are always sending me anti-Semitic stuff and saying they want to kill me and I'm Jewish and all this stuff. I go, you know what? I am Jewish. You bet I'm Jewish. You bet I am. Of course, I'm not Jewish. But you know what? You want to use that as a slang, as some kind of evil thing, because I'm not anti-Semitic? Like, that makes you better than me because you just want to call me a pejorative or kike or whatever? I take it as a badge of honor that I'm more attacked by white supremacists than anybody in the world when you go online. You can see the aggregates on Google searches. It's Alex Jones. Who do you think runs the groups that are putting out the K word and the N word and the division? It's the tiny globalists that want to play everybody off against each other so that they can get us all wanting peace so bad that we'll let them ban the N word or ban the K word. And then once they've banned those words, they can ban the word mom or dad. And you're like, what do you mean they're going to ban that? They're already in Europe and the U.S. banning it in government documents. They're already banning brown bags in Seattle. Don't say brown bag. It's racist. Brown bag, brown bag, brown bag. It's not words that are evil. It's how they're used. So the fact that a bunch of globalist-run white supremacists want me dead, badge of honor. The fact that the ADL that protects real Nazis like George Soros hates me and lies about me, badge of courage. See, because I just tell the truth. My job isn't hard. Israel attacks the USS Liberty trying to sink the ship to blame it on Egypt. I expose the false flag because Israel isn't a sacred cow. Israel's arrogant like all these other governments. Why do you think I have the Saudi Arabian government talking trash about me? And they got their people creeping around here. Because we're having an effect, ladies and gentlemen. We know what's going on. We're accurate. We really are telling people the truth. As close to it as you're going to get, because I promise I don't have all the answers. I didn't mean to go off on a whole jag. It's just that I can't sit back and feel good about 52% of black people never being born. I can't sit back about Mexican girls being forcibly inoculated with Gardasil that's known to basically reduce their fertility and give them autoimmune disorders. Even if the giant hordes of uneducated people are being used as dumbed-down political weapons against me and my family, even though maybe 30% of black people are raving racist in my experience and absolutely would slit my throat if they could get away with it, I won't sit there and say, good, kill all their babies before they get out of them, because I will not sign on to dehumanization. And that's not being a hero, ladies and gentlemen. That is common sense. If you won't stand up for justice across the board, regardless of what color somebody is or what their religion is, you're not going to get justice when it comes time for you to get it. And that's what I'm telling the police out there in these corrupt cities, corrupt counties. You think in your good old boy network, you're going to get away with doing bad things to people and it's not going to come back on you and your family? Here's another little message. You people that are into evil, it comes back on your family, not just on you. So I didn't mean to go off on a jag rant. I'm going to go to break, come back and go to Chris in Florida, who's been holding. I don't even read these comments. I should have Black Panther, Obama, race wars. We'll see what he has to say. We'll talk to Boris in Arizona, Beth in Arizona, Rick in Pennsylvania, Jason in Texas. I'm going to do at least 30 minutes of overdrive in here. And then if David Knight wants to do it, I know he was up last night, I'd like him to finish out the hour with his take on what he saw yesterday and can keep taking your calls. I do a whole hour overdrive, but I got a bunch of stuff I got to do for the nightly news and a bunch of other things. But I think we'll do an hour overdrive here coming up. Let's go see if David Knight wants to get suited up and come in here and take these phone calls. All right, ladies and gentlemen, your calls are 70 seconds away. I'm Alex Jones, broadcasting from Austin, Texas. Our reporters are in Ferguson. They'll be there tonight. Free feeds at InfoWars.com. Fourth hour of overdrive coming up. Some stations don't carry it.
InfoWarsLife.com. Check it out today. I have set out to bring you the most hardcore, cutting-edge supplements and nutraceuticals, bar none. And that's what you'll find at InfoWarsLife.com. We have rejected literally hundreds of products from the InfoWars Life line because they are not of the very highest quality, or because they're not 100% organic, or because they don't pass all of the strictest toxicology tests there are that we have listed at InfoWarsLife.com. Whether it's Survival Shield Nascent Iodine, or DNA Force, Super Male Vitality, Super Female Vitality, Lung Cleanse, Fluoride Shield, Oxy Powder. I believe that all of these products will blow you away like they've done the thousands of other customers that have visited InfoWarsLife.com and believed in us and tried the products. Folks, check out InfoWarsLife.com today and the entire line of groundbreaking, cutting-edge, hardcore products.